You know, Jezebel and the Jezebel spirit will go to many extremes to try to entrap you. And the narcissistic mindset is also the Jezebel spirit. And I could talk about it for like 5 hours straight, probably. But that's where you have to use your own judgment in this world. You can read Proverbs and see it. You can read the story of Samson and see it. So if there's a... So let's think about Samson. So Samson was drawn to Delilah, right? And I think his family might have said, well, what about your own people? Isn't there somebody, isn't there one of your own people that you like? And this is a really good object lesson to, if you start to venture out past what you're used to, it's hard to judge. In other words, you don't know their culture, you don't know their traditions, you don't really understand, because you haven't been in the culture, who's the good one, the bad one. You don't really grasp the good, the bad, the ugly, you know. But Jezebel and the Jezebel spirit, same thing. They're always trying to entrap you. And look at how the military used Delilah. So they knew that Samson was strong, right? And so they had to... And so if you're saved, you're strong, you're spiritually born again. So how do they stop you from being strong? They have to pull you back down into the flesh because you're in the spirit. In Christ, you're in the spirit, right? So the only way they can mess with you is get you to play on their level, down in the flesh mind, the flesh realm. So the military was pushing Delilah to get information to see what his strength is, you know? And even when we tell them, hey, our strength is Christ, Christ alone, faith alone, they don't even understand that. They don't believe it. They don't believe it. The military-industrial complex is attacking faith in Christ. That's why the CIA left out page 24 or 25 on that hempy sink document or whatever it's called. And so, the Monroe Institute said, hey, it points to Jesus. It points to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is what it points to. And they left that part out. They took that part out. Why would the military do that? Because they hate Jesus. So there's nothing new under the sun. So just like Delilah was trying to pull Samson into slavery and bondage, so is the whole system. The media, the music, Delilah's, Jezebel's, the cults, the isms, just falling down and barking like a dog, those kind of churches. It's ubiquitous. The psyops are ubiquitous. The witches, the warlocks, YouTube, Yahoo, media, the news, investing, it's all ubiquitous. It's all to pull you into some fake reality. So when these Jezebels try to get in the door, they're going to learn what you say. They know what they're doing. They will come up with any story they can. I'm being beat. I'm being beat. I need you to rescue me. That's what they're looking for, somebody to rescue them. If they can find that in you, they got an open door. They always do that. That's one trick that almost all of them try, 99% of them. I'm being beat up. I need you to save me. Try to get in the door, right? See, they want to use somebody else to manipulate the other person, to get control over the other person. And if you think about it, let's say it's all, in their mind, it's all about power play, right? They want power. And they want to be in control, right? So they're in a relationship, even in a regular relationship, they want to be in power, in control. That's the ultimate of the witches, right? They want to manipulate reality, so they're in control. They want to have their own fake reality, their little bubble world that they're in control over other people. What would be, what was that TV show, Wanda the Witch, where she created her own reality, and people who could see through her reality, she booted them out of the bubble, you know, she kicked them out of the bubble. It's happening today, it's happening right now, it's happening all the time. The Wanda TV show, the series, the witch Wanda, whatever her name was, one of her best friends was infiltrating Wanda's world and tried to take over or something like that. And then when Wanda woke up, she went after that other lady. Turned her into an NPC. Turned her into an NPC. I mean, that's just funny that they would put that in a movie, and then it's all around us, you know. That tells you the words that are spoken by the media. I don't care if it's the left, the right. I don't care if it's the feds, the people who set the interest rates. I don't care who it is. They're all setting up this little fake reality that most people are, that bubble that they're in, they believe that reality. Corporations, they pass down something from corporate office and create a reality that's not even real, you know. It's wild stuff. They want their world, you know, even with the Yahoo News, Tesla, all of them, they're spinning the news to get you to believe a fake reality. Sell this stock, sell it, it's getting ready to crash, it's the end of the world, the sky's falling, and then you sell it, and then it goes up, every time. All the time, every time. They're playing games with the reality that you're in. And there's so many games, you don't know what's right, what's wrong. So you have to stand on what? The absolute truth. The Bible, the archetypes. Where you get in trouble is you think you know better than the Bible, right? Well, she seems nice. I'm going to date her, and I think I'll marry her. But what about the red flags where she doesn't understand how to rightly divide the words? She can't hear you. She's doing her own thing. She's throwing a little fit here and there, and then she's gaslighting you and trying to make you think you're the crazy one when she was acting crazy and so forth. You didn't believe the Bible. You wanted to believe the lie. You had this vision of marriage, what you thought, but you never talked to her about it. All she wanted was a baby daddy. She just wanted somebody like her dad, that she could just, she wanted to marry her dad where she could run the streets, do whatever, and you'd be there. And she also, if she ran into problems, she runs back to you, but she could blame you for all the problems. She could blame you for all her problems. And she could tell all her neighbors and everybody, family and everybody else, that you were the problem and it was not her. And that way she doesn't have to look at herself. The Jezebel spirit is really rooted in insecurity and not able to walk by faith. And if you really put 2 + 2 together, you'll see the reason they're unstable is because they set their affections below and not above. And if you say something to them about setting it up above, it makes them mad. If you say, I'm walking by faith, it makes them mad. Because they can't manipulate you. If I'm walking by certain principles of from above, some certain truths above, they can't manipulate you. See, one of the reasons when you go eat with them and you sit down and you talk to them and you say, well, what are your beliefs? What's your idea of truth? I have my own truth. See, if they have their own truth, what does that mean? It means there's no solid foundation. If Jezebel has their own truth, there's no solid foundation. I got this guy behind me. It's early morning. The guy turned his bright lights on for who knows why. Ridiculous. If you sit down to have lunch or dinner or whatever, and you say, well, what do you think about truth? Well, I have my own truth. What do you think about Bible truth? They say, I have my own truth. So I pull over in the middle lane and let that car behind me pass, and they turn their lights off. What's that about? I have my own truth, they say. Why do they want you to accept that they have their own truth? Because they're not held accountable to the truth. They're not held accountable. Isn't that what Wanda did in the movie? She had her own reality. She had her own truth. And so that's what they want. They want their own reality. And they can change and manipulate and shift and tell people lies and everything under the sun because they're shifting their own reality. And nothing makes sense because the Bible says her ways are past finding out because she has her own shifting sand. She changes with the wind. And that's Jezebel's fear. It always... It always changes with the wind. Because it's all about me, 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 me.